What is your favourite memory as a child?
Probably food. I got a penny per year of my life. So when I was 9, I had 9 pence. And that was old pence, not new pence. So that would be about 4 pence now. But you could get quite a few sweets for that.
What was your favourite toy?
I'm not sure. I had a doll. One of my dolls lost her head at the circus, which I remember thinking very, very funny. That they were on tiered seats and her head came off and fell down between the seats so we couldn't retrieve it. I must have been about 8 and I remember thinking it was a very funny story. And I had a doll subsequently called Harriet. I'm not sure. I don't think I had an awful lot of toys. I read an awful lot of books.
What's your favourite toy, Nathaniel?
Lego.
Did you have Lego?
No. There was Meccano around, but that wasn't for little girls. There was a house building kit. Not quite sure what it was called. It really belonged to my brother, but I liked playing with it.
What was your favourite thing to eat?
I've said sweets. My mother made some very nice homemade ginger beer. I'd like that.
Was it alcoholic?
Yes, probably.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
Well, I didn't know. I wasn't really interested. I wasn't sort of looking to the future. I knew I didn't want to be a teacher because I discovered that teachers who were bad teachers were the teachers who couldn't remember people's names. And I was very bad at learning people's names, so I thought I didn't want to be a teacher. But then when I was a teenager, a neighbour said, you ought to be a computer programmer. And this was astonishing because there were hardly any computers around. But from that, I tried it out before I went to university. And from that point on, I wanted to be a computer programmer. But I couldn't have thought that as a child because there weren't any computers.